didn't cost you anything, and then the next one cost you a quarter, see.
What size truck could a 12-year-old
Well, we had T-models is what I drove, was a T-model truck, and it was called a ton truck. Uh-huh. It was 22 horsepower, the engine in was supposed to be. And I started, excuse me, I started hauling sand out of these sand pits. See, there's sand pits right across the creek over here. Uh-huh. And I started hauling sand out of them sand pits with that thing. Yarded load, and that was a big load for it.
A what?
A yarded load.
What do you mean?
Well, it takes 27 cubic feet to make a yard, you see. Uh-huh. And we put a yarded load on it. Yard of sand, uh-huh, or a yard of rock, or a yard of gravel, see. Mm-hmm. And that's what I started doing out there. And I hauled it, I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
Y'all were living out in the country then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Living out in the country.
Which place were y'all living in then?
Hmm?
Which place were y'all living
right in? Right across the creek over yonder.
So around?
Almost
back this side of Emerson, about uh-huh, 2 miles or 3 miles back this side, about 2 miles back this side of Emerson. Mm-hmm. Back north of Emerson, I say. Mm-hmm. And that's when I worked in them gravel pits over there.
Just about midway from here. Just about the same distance here over there as this and there, just right between.
Yeah, just pretty close. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And then we moved over here in this, what we call the Gardner pasture, right over here in the Army Camp. It was 1,200 acres of timber is what it is. Mm-hmm. And how come it to be a place over there like that? There was a man named Clark Benton. He decided he's going to raise chickens, see. And he went over there and he built him a 6-room house, a duplex. 3 rooms in a row, big house, big rooms. And a nice house. And then we went over there. He hired us to go over there and clear him up some land. We cleared up 3 acres of ground over there. And I told him, when he moved over there, I said, he may be educated and he may be smart. He was. But I said, he don't know this country. Because I said, them wolves and foxes are going to take him out of business. And it taken them just about a year, they taken him out. Wolves and foxes did.
The what?
Why, they cleaned the seed. He just turned him, taking them chickens over there. He had 1,000 white-legged chickens over there. Uh-huh. In about a year, he had about 50 or 60 left.
Uh-huh. Man. What kind of animals did
you say? Wolves and fox. There are a lot of them here. Nor now. That right here in my garden, right here. They got coming up there and eating up my corn. Uh-huh. I said, that sweet corn out there, they're bad after it. And I went out there and strung me up this row of lights, electric lights up and down it. I was going to keep them out, see. And plugged them in when night come. I was going to scare them out of there. And first night, they didn't bother. Mm-hmm. And the next night, they just nearly eat it all.
Is this a certain kind of a fox? Or?
Well, there are a gray fox and a red fox both here. But the wolves is bad is what gives us trouble. Thank now, the fox is chicken. They're chicken eaters. They'll get them chicken. The wolves will, too.
A wolf?
A wolf.
They call them cows.
They call them cows here, but they're wolves. Uh-huh. Some of them say they're cows, but they've had a lot of arguments, and these old-timers all say they're wolves. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they eat up my corn out here with the lights on. And the only way I can have them, you see them guns up there? I'm a gun lover anyway. But the only way I can keep anything out here is get up about 12 o'clock and go out there and bam, bam, shoot down through there, see. Do that about 12 and about 3 and they don't bother it no more. It scares them off. I found that out. I done everything. Tried to stay up and watch them and I couldn't catch them because, you know, they can see me. I can't see in the dark and they can. And so I just get up about 12 o'clock and go out there and shoot a couple of shots down through there. And they don't bother it.
Guess you don't have any prowlers or anything either.
No, I don't. I ain't have no trouble with anything to do that. But I guess they think I stay awake all the time.
What did you do? After you drove a truck, then you helped this man?
Well,